Welcome to a special preview podcast for season 4 of Grey's Anatomy. Executive producers Shonda Rhimes and Betsy Beers are back to talk about who's still an intern, who's still working at Seattle Grey's, and who's still together or not. They'll also give us a little insight into what's happening with Dr. Addison Forbes Montgomery and her journey down the West Coast to sunny Santa Monica. Grey's Anatomy premieres Thursday, September 27th from 9 to 10 p.m. on ABC and will be available the next day at abc.com. Here now are Shonda and Betsy.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Shonda.
This is Betsy.
And you're with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're back, baby.
We're back. We are back.
As opposed to saying it as if we are already exhausted, let's say it with some spirit.
With some spirit, energy, and back. And you know what? It's been a great summer.
It's been an excellent summer.
It's actually been a great summer. We've been a little busy. We've been doing a little multitasking.
It's been kind of awesome. Yes.
Lots of multitasking love.
Yes.
We're excited because we have two shows, which is great.
Two shows in one.
It's true.
No, we have two shows.
Which are two totally different shows.
Absolutely, two totally different shows.
You know, I think with two totally,
not even close to being the same show.
Which happened to share a character, who left one show and it's gone to the other show.
Yes. As you know, we have Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Private Practice, which stars Kate Walsh.
The fabulous Kate Walsh. In an incredible ensemble cast of...
Characters. So if while watching Grey's this summer in reruns or something, you were thinking to yourself, my God, I love that Addison.
My God, I would follow that Addison anywhere.
There's a place to go.
There might be.
It's actually Private Practice.
And it's also the place to go might be Wednesday night.
9 o'clock.
ABC. Yeah. So, you know, we're really, really excited about the season of Grey's. It's been really, really fun.
We're not going to talk about Private Practice anymore.
Yeah, because the truth is we'll have our own podcast for Private Practice, which means you can come find that and
listen to that.
Exactly.
So now we're back to Grey's.
Exactly.
What's been really exciting about getting into season 4, and you know, maybe you've heard snippets of sort of this or that, you know, Meredith and Christina basically go on Christina's honeymoon for the 17 days that they're gone on the sort of vacation that you take between your internship year and your year of becoming a full-fledged resident.
Which I actually didn't know existed until the show. I didn't know about the vacation. I'm glad
they get a little bit of vacation.
That makes me feel better about the doctors that I encounter now in various hospitals around the country.
They got a little tiny bit of a vacation.
Exactly. That really puts my mind at rest.
And when they come back, you know, they are residents. They are residents with interns of their own. And I feel like what's great about this season and what's great about sort of infusing the show with this idea that our former interns now have interns of their own is that we could see them interact with these people. And I don't mean to shock anybody at home, but Lexi Gray is one of the interns.
Oh, my God.
I know.
See, there you go.
We told you that at the end of season 3,
so it's not really a shock.
But I like to pretend I'm giving information.
She's one of the interns, and it's going to be fun to see whose intern.
It's going to really be fun to see her interacting with George, to see her living as an intern, and frankly to watch, I mean, because what's important here is Lexi is important to the journey of Meredith Grey in many, many, many a way. And I think what's going to be really great is to watch Meredith have to deal with having one of her sisters in the hospital.
Yep.
And one of her sisters be an intern, and one of her sisters be a surgical intern, and one of her sisters sort of be the her that got the life that she never had.
Well, and, you know, I also just think it's amazing because it's the absolute manifestation of you can't shake your family. No matter what you do, no matter what you try. I mean, honestly,
her mother died.
Her father rejected her. Her fake mommy died.
Poor Meredith.
She pretty much figured that she was done, but that's not the way it works. It doesn't go away. They're around.
No, and I think that she's a great physical manifestation of the fact that Meredith's haunted by the fact that she's never really had a family.
Exactly.
So I think I'm excited about it.
There's a hope for Christina, I think, that in the coming episodes there'll be some sort of closure on the Burke front.
Yes. I mean, I've seen some of the great promos that the promo department put together, and I saw Diane Carroll's face for a moment. So I saw Mama Burke.
I might have done the same thing.
I got a little glimpse of her.
Might have done the same thing,
which, you know, that might not bode so well for Christina.
Or maybe it might bode very well for Christina in different
ways. Maybe Mama Burke's going to move in and they'll be roommates.
Maybe Mama Burke will move into Burke's apartment and redo Christina's whole wardrobe because she did such a good job with the eyebrows that I think I probably wouldn't trust her with.
I see a spinoff, Mama Tina. Mama Tina's place.
And I think we have some free time. That might be a good idea. If you could actually.
I'm sorry, guys. We're a little bit.
We're loopy because we're just loopy in general.
Yeah,
you know, it's sort of what we.
But
do.
Also because we've been living in the world of these shows and deeply for a little bit, so we're just a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
we're a little bit excited for you to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's the best thing is it's when you work on something, you're really, really excited about it. The coolest thing is when it actually gets let out into the world and you get to have people react to it because we each know how each other is reacting to it. And we love it, but, you know, past a point, it's really good to have an audience.
And on that front, you know, I've heard a little bit of talk about people's reaction to sort of Izzy and George.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
How can they do that? Mm-hmm. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, is I think it's interesting that anybody would think that we were suggesting that Izzy and George were the love story of the century.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite often you want to get into a relationship with your best friend because they're your best friend, and it seems like it might be easier. And a lot of times that did not turn out to be a good idea. But no, I feel like you guys had some, you know, like a lot of people had really strong reactions to the Izzy and George of it all, and I just feel like what's interesting to remember is that nobody else knows about Izzy and George yet. So they've been living in this little fantasy world of their own
because
it's been
bubble.
A complete secret. I think that obviously things like that can't stay a secret forever. And when other people find out, their reactions might be as strong as your own.
Very, very
well. So there.
See? So hopefully you'll stay tuned and watch and see where that's going because we're really excited about the direction that that's taking too. So I think, you know, obviously Derek has lost a few people.
Yeah, I mean, he lost his ex-wife. He
his
lost
best friend.
His best friend, the guy he was the best man for. What's great is that part of what I thought would be interesting to really explore this season was the relationships that Derek has and who he is sort of without these people defining him. And I think there's something really interesting in his relationship with Mark and whether or not they can ever sort of fully make peace. And
they were best friends for a long time.
They've been best friends
since they were children.
Yeah.
Since they were kids, they
Mark
grew up together.
Mark lived next door to him, yeah.
And Mark spent a lot of time in the house and hung out with his family a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mark lost his family when he lost Derek. He lost a lot. And you got to remember that those guys used to have a fair amount in common. And there's Richard, you know, who's always around.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really interesting thing to see. I mean, when we last saw Richard, he was sort of holding hands with Adele. And giving the chiefship to Derek and Derek giving it back to him. Excuse me. And I don't know what that's going to mean for the relationships that he has with his wife if he does decide to come back and be chief and how he chooses to run his hospital if he's going to really do it differently the way Derek said. You said you'd do it differently. Do it differently.
Exactly. So we're really, really looking forward to you guys joining us. We really hope for our premiere episode, which is Thursday, September 27th, right?
Yes, at 9 p.m.
on ABC.
Post Ugly Betty,
exactly. And a fabulous new show called Big Shots. I believe.
It's
scheduled after us now. So there's been some scheduling changes, which is terrific. But we're really, really looking forward to get back into the season.
Yeah. And there's some great music and some great
stuff. There's some really good music.
And I got to say, like, we're having more fun this season than we've had any other season since season one, just with the characters.
It's been so much fun. It's so great.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be fun to see the reactions to all of that.
Yeah, and we're going to be curious to hear from you guys. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So thank you so much for getting through the summer. Hopefully you've been watching reruns. Hopefully you're watching DVDs. Everybody's caught up.
DVDs
CDs.
Out.
CDs out.
CDs out.
And we'll talk to you next week.
This is Shonda.
This is Betsy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Join us next week as Shonda and Betsy give us the breakdown on the season premiere. Plus, we'll have a special interview with one of Seattle Grace's newest interns, actress Kyler Lee, who plays Meredith's younger half-sister, Dr. Lexi Gray. A Change is Gonna Come airs Thursday, September 27th from 9 to 10 p.m. on ABC. Then stay tuned for the series premiere of Big Shots, starring Michael Vartan, Christopher Titus, Joshua Malina, and Dylan McDermott. Both shows will be available the next day on ABC.com. You'll never know.